Hello, welcome to our radio program. Today we have invited Fernando Grande Marlaska. As everybody knows, he is a Spanish judge and he was appointed Minister of the Interior in 2018. Welcome, Fernando, to our radio program. We have asked you to come because today's topic is about the first goal out of the 17 which were agreed on in 2015 for the 2030 sustainable agenda that 151. Hello, welcome to our radio program. Today we have invited Fernando Grande Marlaska. As everybody knows, he is a Spanish judge and he was appointed Minister of the Interior in 2018. Welcome, Fernando, to our radio program. We have asked you to come because today's topic is about the first goal out of the 17 which were agreed on in 2015 for the 2030 sustainable agenda that 150 world leaders decided at the summit which took place in New York. On 25-27 September 2015 in New York, United States of America, more than 150 world leaders gathered at United Nations headquarters in New York to adopt an ambitious new sustainable development agenda. 2015 presents a historic and unprecedented opportunity to bring the countries and citizens of the world together to decide and embark on new paths to improve the lives of people everywhere.
I would like to start by understanding what the situation in Gipuzkoa is. What do Basque people to do help poor people?
There are many associations to help poor people. The Basque people do activities to help them.
Which is, for example, one of those associations?
For example, one of the associations in Gipuzkoa is Caritas. It is the most popular association of Gipuzkoa.
What do these associations do?
Associations often have different projects to help poor people. For example, they collect clothes, food, and people bring food, clothing, to the collection stations. The associations then distribute the food and clothing they have collected to the poor.
What are the main targets of the poverty?
An extreme poverty for everyone implements social protection programs for the poor and vulnerable. Ensure that everyone has equal right to economic resources, such as control over land, poverty, inheritance, natural resources, and financial services. Help improve vulnerable people's resilience in the face of environmental and climate-related shocks and disasters. Improve the political, economic, and social support for poverty reduction strategies.
Okay. Do you know safe? ¿Qué?
Segui, segui. Urrengua, hoy pasado.
Ah, joder, Pachi. Where did it begin?
It's hard to say where poverty began. Often poverty exists as a cycle of events that impact a person's socioeconomic situation. For the individual, it could come from an unfortunate incident, or they could be born into poverty. A drought could have impacted a farmer's crops and reduced their income. Or someone could face discrimination in getting a job because of their gender, ability, religion, sexual orientation, or literacy level.
Why does this issue matter?
Poverty exists in many forms. Absolute poverty represents an internationally set standard of measuring poverty in relation to a person's ability to meet their basic human needs. Relative poverty is defined and measured by income inequalities of a particular social context, meaning that people are in poverty if they fall below prevailing standards in their region.
What are affected?
Both locally and internationally, there is a widening gap between rich and poor. However, this is not a simple question of extreme wealth in developed countries and extreme poverty in developing countries. The rich and poor, children and women take the worst part all over the world. They are more vulnerable in hard situations.
How does this work with the economic perspective?
From an economic perspective, poverty is expensive. It is not just about giving money to people to support them, but orchestrating an entire network of support, from healthcare and justice to education and social welfare. It costs millions of euros a year to reduce poverty in many parts of the world.
What did they use to address poverty?
One of the biggest challenges to alleviating poverty is to tackle all of its various root causes. While it might be easy to assume that taking care of someone's income or personal finances might solve the problem, the causes of poverty can often be social or health-based, or experience it as a result of war or climate change.
What do you do when a person is affected by physical or mental health?
Problems with physical or mental health, experiences of violence, exploitation and marginalization contribute to putting people in positions of poverty. Without taking the time to understand what the social and emotional causes of poverty are, we might be putting our efforts into a short-term solution of a long-term problem.
Thank you to listen our program.
Bye bye.
Goodbye.
What do the past people do to help poor people?
There are many associations to help poor people. The past people do activities to help them.
Which is, for example, one of those associations?
For example, one of the associations in Gipuzkoa is Caritas. It's the most popular association of Gipuzkoa.
What do these associations do?
Associations often have different projects to help poor people. For example, they collect clothes, food, and people bring food, clothing to the collection stations. The association then distributes the food and clothing they have collected to the poor.
What are the main targets of the poverty?
And extreme poverty for everyone. Implement social protection programs for the poor and vulnerable. Ensure that everyone has equal rights to economic resources, such as control over land, poverty, inheritance, natural resources, and financial services. Help improve vulnerable people's resilience in the face of environmental and climate-related shocks and disasters. Improve the political, economic, and social support for poverty reduction strategies.
Where did it begin?
It's hard to say where poverty began. Often, poverty exists as a cycle of events that impact a person's socioeconomic situation. For the individual, it could come from an unfortunate incident, or they could be born into poverty. A drought could have impacted a farmer's crops and reduced their income. Or someone could face discrimination in getting a job because of their gender, ability, religion, sexual orientation, or literacy level.
Why does this issue matter?
Poverty exists in many forms. Absolute poverty represents an internationally set standard of measuring poverty in relation to a person's ability to meet their basic human needs. Relative poverty is defined and measured by income inequalities of a particular social context, meaning that people are in poverty if they fall below prevailing standards in the region.
Who are what are affected?
Both locally and internationally, there is a widening gap between rich and poor. However, this is not a simple question of extreme wealth in developed countries and extreme poverty in developing countries. The rich and poor. Children and women take the worst part all over the world. They are more vulnerable in hard situations.
How does this work with the economic perspective?
From an economic perspective, poverty is expensive. It is not just about giving money to people to support them, but orchestrating an entire network of support, from healthcare and justice to education and social welfare. It costs millions of euros a year to reduce poverty in many parts of the world.
What do you do when a person is affected by physical or mental health?
Problems with physical or mental health, experiences of violence, exploitation and marginalization contribute to putting people in position of poverty, without taking the time to understand what the social and emotional causes of poverty are. We might be putting our efforts into a short-term solution of a long-term problem.
What is being done?
It's hard tackling hard systemic issues like poverty takes a lot of coordinated effort from a number of stakeholders or people who have an interest in seeing this issue resolved. From large corporation to smaller local organization, everyone is capable of tackling poverty issues.
And where did it begin?
It's hard to say where poverty began. Often poverty exists as a cycle of events that impact a person's socioeconomic situation. For the individual, it could come from an unfortunate incident, or they could be born into poverty. A drought could have impacted a farmer's crops and reduced their income, or someone could face discrimination in getting a job because of their gender, ability, religion, sexual orientation, or literacy level. On an international level, the legacy of war, political instability, national debt, discrimination, vulnerability to natural disasters and colonialism can impact the ability for governments to provide for their own citizens, resulting in social, economic and political inequalities that still impact the pool the people living in these countries today. They say, oh my God, I see the way you shine. Take your hand, my dear, and place them both in mine.